For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. This verse from Jeremiah 29:11 is my anchor. It has brought me to tears and given me immense hope and peace. However, there were several moments in my life that I did not believe in these words. Good morning. My name is Megan Friedrich. I am a follower of Christ, and this is my faith story. I grew up in a Lutheran home, attending church, Sunday school, youth group, and summer church camp. I remember actively accepting Christ as a young teenager at Castaway Young Life Camp. I was a good kid. I had a lot of friends. I got excellent grades, and I was involved in basically everything. But by age 15, I felt incredibly empty and desperately sad. The term depression was scary and felt very shameful and was not commonly talked about in the 90s. I didn't want to admit it to myself, my friends, or my parents. I just felt helpless and worthless. I remember a lot of crying and many not so great thoughts. Eventually, I did get help, but only after God used my parents to intervene with my stubborn heart. By 18, I was becoming more comfortable with who I was, but I still felt very numb by the medication I was on. I wondered what could make my life feel more real, a life with purpose, something I felt guilty even thinking about as a privileged teenager with the world in front of them. At this time, I remember vividly the first time God actually talked to me. I was sitting at the kitchen counter by myself, asking for help. Would I be okay going off my medication? Can I trust you, God? What are your plans for me? And I felt a visceral shift in my heart, clarity and peace that I would be okay. But God also asked me to be intentional about our relationship. It wasn't just about going to church and participating in all of the things. It was about asking him questions, praying with purpose, journaling, and trying to trust him with his plans for me. This was admittedly very hard for me. Fast forward 10 years, it's 2009. Luke and I have been married for 3 years. We were actively attending and participating in church as a young couple. Things felt really good. And then I got a call that one of the most special people in the world to me was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, my grandma Jackie. At this point in my life, I was very naive about the illnesses and death in the world. This news shook me. I was absolutely heartbroken. She was refusing treatment. See, my grandma's heart was pure gold in my eyes. She was funny. She made the best spaghetti. She loved dogs. She had the best laugh. But I didn't know if she even believed in God. She didn't grow up as a Christian, and we never talked about it. Her sudden illness and then very fast death hardened me. I was truly angry at God for the first time in my life. I struggled to believe in a God who would take her from this world, and I was completely unsure if she went to heaven. If my grandma Jackie isn't in heaven, then who is? I actively pushed God away during this time. I had a lot of questions and a lot of anger. Clearly, if these are God's plans, I didn't want any part of them. It took several years to sort through all of my questions and come back to my faith. By 2016, life had changed a lot. Luke and I had expanded our beautiful family, and we were now making the biggest decision of our life, packing up our 5-year-old Haley, 3-year-old Chase, and 6-month-old baby Layla to move from the Twin Cities to Nisswa. It was a decision that came with a lot of career risks, friendship changes, and many unknowns. I was able to keep my job from the Twin Cities and work remotely. Our kids were healthy. We had a house with some land. I was happy, but I wasn't really. Office life to isolated remote work, a significant move. I was a mom who felt like I had it all on my shoulders. And my depression and some severe anxiety came back in full force 20 years later. I felt so ashamed again. I had beautiful children, a great job, 2 parents who would do anything for me, and a husband who loves me. Why was I feeling so alone, overwhelmed, and hopeless? I put up a great front for a really long time, and no one knew. But eventually it all collapsed, because you see, I can't do it all alone. My plans are not always God's plans, thankfully. And by his grace, through one broken moment, I finally admitted to myself what I was going through, and I sought help. During this time, our family found Timberwood Church. My experience at Timberwood has brought back an energy in my heart and a desire to actively seek God. I am learning to trust his unwavering faith again and accept his relentless grace through the good and the hard times in life. because God knows the plans he has for me, the plans for all of us, plans to prosper and not harm, plans for a hope and a future. Thank you.